The news lately has been dominated by stories about money, the shaky stock market, corporate fraud. But even before investors lost pensions and major companies went belly up, there was concern that America's financial know-how is lacking, specifically younger Americans. It seemed everyone from Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan to Governor McCallum was calling for basic financial education, saying it was essential. William Wilcox is co-chair of the governor's task force on financial education.
There's a real need for it. When you look at bankruptcy rates, which last year reached an all-time high of 1.45 million people, you see the struggles that people have, the increases in credit card delinquencies, students graduating from college today with no idea how they're going to pay back their student loans. It's obvious that something needs to be done.
A study done by Jumpstart, a coalition for financial literacy, found that Wisconsin seniors flunked a test on money know-how. The average score of 12th graders was 58%. The task force recommends teaching courses that would include basic financial information, like annual percentage rates, insurance, and budgeting. Wilcox says the recommendations are only suggestions, but he expects resistance from school officials because no state money would be provided for curriculum changes. The task force also recommends a state standardized test to measure students' progress on financial matters. In addition, there's a call for a public relations campaign on understanding finances. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.